You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Evan Rachel Wood, welcome to The Daily Show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, especially to talk about a topic that I think is one of the more sensitive topics that we're discussing in society today, but also one of the more pertinent topics that we're discussing in society today. And it's in and around the issue of abuse, mm-hmm. you know, sexual abuse, which, as we learned from the Me Too movement, is far more rampant than people would have wanted to admit or even some people realized. And you've created a documentary here. Let's start with the why, maybe. And not why the documentary, but the timing of the documentary. Mm-hmm. So many people want to let go of pain in their life. So many people want to move on. It feels like you've done the exact opposite. You've gone back into the pain. You've gone back into the story. Why and why now?
Well, it is 16 years later. So I do get a lot of people commenting on how I'm able to speak about things and put on a brave face and how strong I am. But it took 16 years to get here. And the first thing that I did when I got out was try to get as far away from it as possible, try to forget it ever happened. You're running, you're trying to forget that it ever happened.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it catches up with you, and I couldn't run from it. The trauma started to seep into other areas of my life. So I threw myself in a therapy, which I highly recommend if you have the resources, unfortunately, in this country. You know, mental health is not always at the top of the list. And really, I was planning on taking this to my grave. I really was not planning on saying anything ever. I was that afraid. And that afraid of retaliation. I just did not feel safe, and I felt very alone. I thought I was the only one. And you'll hear that a lot from abuse survivors. When I first was asked to testify for the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights in front of Congress about my story, I really thought that was going to be it. I thought, okay, here, I'm going to tell my story, and that's it. I'm going to be done. And then women started popping up, and men online, that had eerily similar stories, but new details that I knew they weren't lying. There were very, very specific details that there's just no way you could know those things unless you were toe-to-toe with that person. So I knew it was real, and that's when it changed. That's when I knew I couldn't stay quiet.
You know, when you say that person, I guess one of the reasons the story is as big as it is not just because of what happened, but it's because of who it involves.
Yes.
You know, you named Marilyn Manson. In cases of abuse, oftentimes we think of it as being black or white, good and bad.
Yes.
You know, there are layers to people which make it complicated. And you've talked about his history. You've talked about, you know, his history with abuse. You've talked about his history with, you know, the issues that he deals with mentally, etc. Mm-hmm. I found that particularly interesting because I felt it cloudies a subject that is already quite complicated, mm-hmm. and yet because of that, it deserves to be part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Why did you feel it necessary to say, hey, this is the person who abused me, and this person also suffered abuse, and this person is also going through things? Why do that knowing that it would then, you know, almost cloud some people's judgment in, like, who's guilty or who's not, or even who's accountable sometimes?
Of course. And that's it can definitely get complicated in that way, because I do believe in accountability and healing and reform, and I think there is a time and a space for that. And I think we need to leave more space for accountability, otherwise nobody's going to be accountable.
Right.
But I just knew we're never going to get to the root of this problem if we don't go into the background and the root and the cause, because violence in the home is the root of so many issues in this country, in the world. It bleeds into almost every area of society, and we don't even realize it. And violence begets violence. It is a cycle. There are people that can stop the cycle. And there are some people, I feel, like Brian, that don't want help. And he's had every opportunity. He's had so many people try. Mm-hmm. And he has refused it every time. I don't know how much I can say, but there have been allegations and stories that have come out on the internet that involve minors, and you got to draw the line somewhere. And with children, I have to draw the line there. I don't believe that he will stop until he is stopped. And sometimes the greatest act of love is stopping that person from hurting themselves or hurting anybody else.
We in society often say, we go, well, why didn't you do it sooner? Why didn't you come forward sooner? And so I would love to know from you how you think time affects mm-hmm. the mental state, the relationship, and the entire world of somebody who's experienced mm-hmm. sexual abuse.
People underestimate the power of that kind of trauma and what it does to your body and to your brain. And there's so many studies to back this up. And this is what the laws do not reflect. Is the effects of trauma on the brain. And a lot of people, when they think they know how they're going to respond to a situation like that, but until you're in a life-threatening situation and you're doing risk assessment and you're in survival mode and you're going to have that fight, flight, or freeze response, sometimes all three, you're just trying to survive that moment and get the least amount of damage, you know? And then once you're out, again, like I said, your body and your brain do backflips to protect you from the pain. Mm. And that's how denial comes into play. That's how, you know, addiction comes into play, mm-hmm. bad coping mechanisms, because you're just trying to bury, because to face it, to face the reality is almost unbearable. I think on average it takes people 7 to 10 years to be able to process, understand, heal, and be able to put things in chronological order. The laws, I mean, you know, in California, the statute of limitations was 1 to 3 years when we started advocating for the Phoenix Act. And, you know, 1 to 3 years is nothing to a survivor or to somebody that has experienced not just one incidence of trauma, which is, you know, any act of trauma is terrible. But, you know, imagine 24/7 for 4 years, the damage that would do on somebody's psyche and self-esteem. Right. And with somebody like him, who is very calculated in brainwashing, in isolation, it very much operates like a cult, in that when you're in it, you can't see the forest through mm-hmm, the trees. Mm-hmm. Up is down, down is up. It's you two against the world, and it is a secret that nobody will ever be able to understand. Oof. And you feel like you're a part of something, you know? And you gotta break free of that illusion. And it takes time. It takes time and work and therapy. I cannot stress that enough. But you know, again, I have those resources. I have a platform. I have privilege. So it really breaks my heart to think of people that don't have access to the things that I've had access to, and how alone they must feel. And that really is what drives me.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the conversation, it's one of the hardest conversations to have, I think, because it makes us question a lot of what we've allowed in society.
Of course.
Who we are, who we were, and who we hope to be. And thank you for joining us on the show. And I encourage everybody to watch the documentary and hear your side of the story.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The two-part HBO documentary, Phoenix Rising, airs March 15th and 16th on HBO and can be streamed on HBO Max.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.